USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. It's a moment for the history books Monday, as former President Trump's first criminal trial is getting underway with jury selection this week in New York. This, the hush money case. Trump attorney Will Scharf tells Fox News Sunday the former president may ultimately take the stand in his own defense.
I think that's going to be a decision for President Trump and the trial team, depending on how the trial progresses. I would say that I think if he does take the stand, President Trump will be a compelling witness. He did nothing wrong here. The truth is absolutely on his side.
Trump said Friday that he would take the stand. Scharf said it will be difficult for the defense team as both sides seek an impartial jury in the case. Israel is promising there will be a response to this weekend's drone and rocket attack by Iran. However, there are no details about what response that might be. A top national security spokesman for the White House says U.S. policy toward the Israel-Middle East conflict is focused on keeping it contained to Israel-Hamas. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has no interest in war with Iran.
Whether and how the Israelis will respond, that's going to be up to them. We understand that and respect that. But the president's been very clear. We will continue to help Israel defend itself.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on with NBC's Meet the Press Sunday. This after Iran launched drones and missiles at Israel Saturday in a largely ineffective attack. And O.J. Simpson's estate says it does not plan on paying his civil trial judgment from 1997. A civil court found him liable for the deaths of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. O.J. avoided paying most of the money while he was alive. Now his legal team says they don't plan on paying the rest. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Fire weather is back across the western plain states this week. The National Weather Service on Monday posted red flag warnings and high wind alerts across counties in far west Texas near El Paso, as well as in western Oklahoma, Nebraska, Iowa, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, and Colorado. The Republican chair of the House Intelligence Committee says he believes President Biden now has all the leeway he needs to press back against Iran. The U.S. helped Israel shoot down almost everything Saturday. Still, Ohio Congressman Mike Turner says,
I don't think at this point that the United States should be engaged in a military action directly at Iran. But I do believe that if this administration fails to step up to the plate and understand that we have an escalating conflict and make it clear to Iran that there are red lines, it is already escalating and the administration needs to respond.
Turner on with NBC's Meet the Press Sunday. Another brazen sucker punch attack is reported in New York City, this time, though, against a little girl, just 9 years old. The girl was randomly punched in the face, police say, by 30-year-old Giancarlo Zarzuela. This happened at Grand Central's Terminal Dining Concourse Saturday. There's been a recent rash of random sucker punch attacks against women in New York. Zarzuela was arrested Saturday night and was charged with assault. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.